The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Quite a bit of breaking news today. Just moments ago, it was announced that former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has died at the age of 88 under the George W. Bush administration. He was loved and hated, as most politicians are. I believe he served with dignity as Secretary of Defense. But Donald Rumsfeld has passed away at the age of 88. Other breaking news, a couple of hours ago, Bill Cosby walked out of prison. Now, hey, I'm not an expert on anything, as I keep telling you, but I didn't see this coming. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his conviction. Threw it out. Because of a technicality. Not because he was innocent, but because evidently the prosecutor in the case had previously said that he would not prosecute Bill Cosby on these particular charges. And then there was a complication with the number of witnesses that were allowed to testify. And so anyway, on a technicality, not on the merits of the case, and I think that's very, very important, not on the merits of the case, but on a couple of technicalities, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has thrown out the conviction, and as I said, a couple of hours ago, Bill Cosby walked out of prison, and at least today, he is a free man. The state of Pennsylvania has not indicated whether they are going to prosecute him again, if my facts are correct. If they did prosecute him again, it would be the third time. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I don't think it's going to happen. It could. But Bill Cosby, at least today, in spite of the overwhelming evidence, not by one or two, but by dozens of women, that he sexually abused them, sexually molested them. He was convicted because of just one. But there was a great deal of evidence that it happened to many women for many years. It was well known in Hollywood. Anyway, Bill Cosby is a free man. And I'll leave it at that. Brand new poll from Real Clear Opinion Research indicates the overwhelming popularity of school choice across America. Parents are getting fed up with America's educational system. Let me say it again. I say it almost every day. Everything the left touches, they destroy. At one time, the American educational system was a standard that most of the world wanted to rise up to. No longer. And here is an indisputable fact. Again, this is not a hyperbole. This is a fact. The American educational system is almost completely controlled by the far left. The NEA, National Education Association, is not only the largest union in America, certainly one of the most powerful unions in America, but they are also the farthest to the left. Most of our teachers come out of our secular universities that are completely dominated by the liberal left. And so our educational system is not just leaning to the left. It has gone far, far, far to the left, and they've destroyed it. And parents, and not just conservative Christian parents, parents across the board, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, are saying, whoa, wait a minute, this is not what we want for our kids. So according to this brand new poll, 74% of Americans support fully school choice, which means if you want to send your kids to public school, fine. If you want to send them to a private school, fine. If you want to send them to a Christian school, fine. And the funding follows the child. So if you want to send your kid to a private school, Christian school, the state pays for it just like they would pay for it if they were in a government school. They used to be public schools. They haven't been public schools for a long time. Anyway, 74%, 83% of Republicans, 69% of independents, and even 70% of Democrats say they strongly or somewhat support school choice. That interesting? I find that absolutely fascinating. Only 16% of Americans are opposed to school choice. 10% are, I don't know. So 74% of voters, parents in America believe that parents should be able to pick whatever school is best for their child. When it's broken down by ethnicity, Asian, 70%. Hispanic, 69%. White, 76%. And Black, 73%. 73% of Black families feel they should be able to choose the school that their child goes to. I mean, look, did you see the news last night about Columbus Public Schools and the whole busing situation? It is now the end of June. It's technically, really, it's the beginning of July. And guess what? Columbus Public Schools have no clue how they're going to get kids to the schools this coming fall. They don't have enough teachers. Pardon me, not enough teachers. They don't have enough drivers. They're desperately trying to hire new drivers and so forth. So they have thrown out an idea. Why don't we just stick the kids on COTA buses? Ah, what could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah, I mean, don't you think most parents would say, "Yeah, sure, put my kid on a COTA bus and send them off and hope they get to school." That's the alternative that the Columbus School Board is considering. And if the news report was correct last night, they're not even going to meet again until August. Say what? They have a crisis on their hands? They don't know how they're going to get kids into the schools this coming fall, which is the end of August? And there's, again, if the news report was correct last night, they're not even going to meet in July. I would think they would be meeting almost daily, at least once a week. What can we do? How can we address this? Now, they'll pick it back up in August. Ah, but school starts in August. Yeah, we'll figure something out. I don't think it's any wonder that 74% of Americans say, you know, maybe the choice about schools is better made by parents than by politicians or professional educators. I think we are on the cusp of a parental revolution in America. Parents are getting fed up. I mean, they are. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Have you put any gas in your car lately? Have you noticed anything at the gas pump? Yeah. Headline: U.S. gas prices surged to highest level in 7 years. Ahead of July 4th break, and of course, as it happens at every holiday, gas prices will go up over the 4th of July weekend. Highest prices in 7 years. Now, part of that's inflation, but then you're going to be told by the government, well, it's because we can't get drivers to deliver the gasoline, and so that's a shortage. Hey, folks, don't be naive, all right? Don't be naive. The increase in gas prices is absolutely, positively, unquestionably intentional. It is intentional. It was intentional under the Obama administration. It is intentional under the Biden administration. Why? They want to do away with fossil fuels. We got to save the planet. So in order to save the planet and stop global warming, we've got to do away with gasoline-powered cars, and we got to move to electric. And so it is absolutely intentional to drive the prices of gasoline higher and higher and higher so people will go, ew, I don't think I can afford to have my gasoline car anymore. Maybe I should look at one of those cool electric cars. Trust me on this. And I don't say that very often. I really don't because, as you know, I'm not an expert on anything. But this is the way the liberal left is thinking. We got to get rid of those gasoline-powered cars. And in fact, Biden has made it clear He has made it absolutely clear he wants to do away with fossil-fueled automobiles and transportation. I can't remember what year, but he has stated this. One of the ways of doing it and weaning you and me off of gasoline cars is to drive the prices through the roof so we can't afford it anymore. But listen to this, all right? So please understand, in my opinion, I could be wrong in this, and I really, really, really hope I'm wrong. They're not coming down, folks. They're going to continue rising slowly, 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 because this is the intention. Have you been watching the heat wave out in the Pacific Northwest? Oregon, Washington are shattering heat records out in the Northwest. And because of that, there is an exceptional drain on the electric grid. Okay, some of you are already ahead of me. There's an incredible drain on the electric grid because of the use of air conditioners and so forth and electric appliances and so forth. And because of that, there are, for several days now and today, rolling blackouts. You don't get electricity for 3 hours every day because the grid can't handle it. And so rolling blackouts. You get electricity for these hours. You don't have electricity for these hours. Those people over there, they get electricity when you don't get electricity because the electric grid can't handle the demand. All right? Think what would happen if the majority of the cars in the Northwest were electric. If the electric grid cannot handle it. Last summer, there were rolling blackouts all over California. And California is one of the states pushing this thing. We got to do away with fossil fuels. We got to go to electric cars. We got to go to electric cars. We have to go to electric cars. But you can't handle the demand on electricity now without the electric cars. But you see, the left is all about ideology, not practicality. We got to save the planet. We got to save the planet, and those gas-guzzling cars are destroying the planet. We got to get rid of them. Yeah, but how are you going to power all of these electric cars that you want everybody to buy? We'll figure it out, and maybe you just shouldn't have a car. Maybe we just need to take cars away from people. Oh, you don't think they're beyond that? Ah, yeah. Enjoy your driving under this administration.